Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner.
His name is Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. You will not be disappointed. With that said, let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I'm fantastic, man. How are you?
Doing great on a Magic City Monday. I woke up. First, let me tell you about Sunday. I woke up Sunday morning. I had a Zoom meeting scheduled for Monday. Woke up, Chris, at like 7:15 on Sunday in a panic. Oh, my God. I overslept the Zoom meeting. Then I realized it was Sunday. I really thought it was Monday when I woke up. And then today I woke up feeling just great. No classes. School is over. I told you I just had my final on Monday. So it's a different part of life now, you know, with three days not working at school at USC. So I'm good. Feeling great. Getting a lot of things done. And about 2.5 weeks before we launched a radio station in Detroit, Sports Rap Radio, which the Odd Couple will be on. Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, which is great news.
Do I get to rap on that one?
Yes. Can you rap? Now, matter of fact, Chris, when we debut on the 16th, we want to do like a little crossover interview, and that would be your debut to rap.
I'm not.
Can you? Come on, Chris. Do what? Do a rap.
I'm gonna stay in my lane.
Chris, do
they do have some bars. Rob G, they got some bars on me out there.
Chris, no.
Rob G got some bars.
Why won't he rap? This should be the
perfect rap.
I want you to rap
but
for
you know,
sports
sometimes
rap.
Sometimes it's good to stay in your lane.
No, this would be great. You know? Sports rap radio, you could rap. Just do a little rap about the station. I'll give you the names of the people who are on it, and you do a little rap.
Oh,
B.J. Armstrong, he played with Jordan or whatever.
I mean, I would rap better than that.
I know you would. But it is a Magic City Monday. We should add that.
Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. We got on the super producer, Rob G, of course, is in the house running things.
Yeah.
On the social media, our man, Elijah Sebunya.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Uh-huh. On the update, you heard him a moment ago, Steve DeSager. And on the ones and twos, in for DJ Alex Teicher, it is...
Why you bugging? There you go.
That's an intro.
Thank you, guys.
An intro that'll make
Come
Alex jump.
Mary, you're a star now. People like they hear that. Mary, why you bugging? They're like, wow.
And they think about you.
That's right.
I'm so flattered.
Yes.
And she's only like 16 and a half. You know what I mean?
Like, actually, like 14 and a half.
Somebody said that. They were like, how old are the people you're hiring at Fox Sports Radio? She didn't even vote in the last election.
I did not.
I know.
Did they see her?
No. Because when she made that point about not being old enough to vote, that's when they realized that was almost four years ago. You know what I mean?
She's on the fast track.
That's right.
Mary got a bright future.
Thank you, guys.
Well, you know who doesn't have a bright future, Rob?
Uh-oh, who's that?
The Phoenix Suns. Oh, I don't know why I was thinking San Antonio. The Phoenix Suns, Rob, and Kevin Durant. Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, championship coach Frank Vogel, swept like so many dust balls into the dustbin. Swept like so many balls of lint into the trash. Four games, four L's against the Minnesota Timberwolves, and Rob, the first three of them were routes.
Yep.
Double-digit victories last night. They played a little bit better, but still went down by 6 points. And, Rob, first question. There's a lot to get to here. First thing I want to ask you, who do you blame for this debacle that is the Phoenix Suns?
Well, I'm going to blame the front office, Chris, for putting this together because they did not put together a good enough roster. The Beal trade... Whoever pulled that trade off in Washington, Chris, should get a double raise today when they realized that they were able to get rid of Bradley Beal and that monstrosity of a contract, right, that you're saddled with. Because, Chris, we talk about all the time, the contract, you can't get rid of it. Somebody's always willing to take a bad contract. Apparently,
this one might be. I don't know about this one now. They got rid of him just in time.
Nobody thought that they could get him right. That they could trade him in Washington, and they were able to do it. But Chris, when you think about where they are and what happened, we talked about it before. I told you, Kevin Durant is NBA dead, and now Chris, we went before. It was just that he wasn't a conversation anymore, right? That's what I was saying. He wasn't even a conversation.
Right, he still was putting up his numbers.
He was doing his numbers.
He's going to probably make second team All-NBA.
Right, but there was no buzz about Kevin Durant despite the numbers. And now he can't even win a playoff game. Forget about a series.
He was swept 2 years ago
in Brooklyn when they got swept dismantled by
Jason
they didn't make
Tatum.
They make the play-in last year? Or did they even make it?
They made the playoffs, but he didn't. You know, they did win a round, I think, and got beat in the second round.
Okay.
Yeah.
But when you look at where Durant
is. They beat the Clippers without Paul George and Kawhi. So, and then they got beat by Denver in the second round.
That was it, right. I almost forget about that series because of the Clippers
the
being
injuries,
depleted. Yeah. But my point is. He's NBA dead now. I mean, I don't even know. And that doesn't mean that he's not – I'm not taking away his accomplishments and his place in the NBA. But to go to Phoenix, Chris, where they had gone to the championship without him, okay? They were up 2-0, and everybody was ranting and raving. And when they got Kevin Durant, you included me, we thought they're going to be viable in the West.
Absolutely.
They will be viable, okay?
Absolutely.
And they just haven't been viable. And to have this blow up in their face when they have these three guys and really nothing else and not be able to – forget about winning a series because Minnesota's a really good team and have been all year, Chris. But to not be able to even win a game to not win
and
a game.
They beat Minnesota 3-0 in the regular season. I mean, I know, you know, it,
again, it tells you all you need to know, right?
Right. But now I agree. I'm looking at the front office, and I'm even going above them.
The owner, huh?
Yep, Matt Ishbia.
Gesundheit.
Too many times these owners, Rob, they come in and they think they're about to play fantasy basketball in the real NBA. Right? Oh, let me go get KD with these.
Just make Devin a trade. We don't
Bradley
care.
Beal.
Who was it?
You know what? These are human beings. Chemistry matters. Fit matters. They would have been better off in every way, Rob, keeping Chris Paul instead of trading from Bradley Beal. I got Bradley Beal. In fact, I've got a better Bradley Beal in Devin Booker. I didn't need another one. You know what I need? A point guard. You put Booker at point. Yeah, he's good enough to run the point, get 7 assists a game, but he's not a point guard. He's a 2. You needed a point guard, and Chris Paul's money next year wasn't even guaranteed, Rob. So now instead of having 3 years, $160 million due to Bradley Beal on a contract that has a no trade clause to add, you know, insult to injury, you could have had Chris Paul and either let him walk this summer or kept him for $30 million 1 year. You'd have been better, and I know they would have been a better team. I don't know that they would have beat Minnesota, but they would have been a better basketball team, even with Chris Paul in his diminished state. I also think, Rob, and this is all hindsight, but hey, it is what it is. They shouldn't have traded DeAndre Ayton.
Yep.
Not for Yusef Nurkic, and I get Ayton was tired of Phoenix. Ayton wanted out. You were tired of him. But Monty Williams, the coach, was gone. That was a big part of the problem, right? Him and Ayton. He was gone. Couldn't you have made good on Ayton and made up with him?
Right, because the coach wasn't there. The problem that was the rub was gone. Because
Ayton was 17-10. I'm not saying he's Joel Embiid, but he was 17 points, 10 rebounds with no plays run for him. He was a factor on the defensive end and the offensive end much more than Yusef Nurkic. So they made some bad moves, Rob. So, and that all is on the owner, Matt Ishbia, because he's not an absentee owner. He wants to be involved. He wants his fingerprints.
This is his play thing.
And now here are your fingerprints, right? This is his play thing.
This is Jerry Jones in a way smaller scale, but instead of making sure you go out and get the people, you can own the team, Chris, sit in the front row, have your drinks, entertain your people, and leave the basketball stuff to the basketball people. Like, that is the best way to do it. And it's just, when you think about where the Suns are, they're doomed. They're really in a bad spot for a long time to go.
Here's what I think they have to do, as great as he is still. I think they have to trade Kevin Durant. Because like you said, there's nowhere else. You can't trade Bradley Beal. I mean, Rob, we talked about it. Untradeable contracts. No one is 100% untradeable. But Rob, who is taking him for 3 years, $160 million, when he hasn't played more than 60 games since 2019? And he didn't play that well this year in these playoffs. Terrible yesterday. Who's taking that?
Devin
Booker's young enough where I want to build around Booker. He's still young enough where I can build around him. And so I think, Rob, I'm looking to see what I can get for Kevin Durant. Golden State, Jonathan Kuminga. Then I can get Chris Paul's contract. I mean, I got to get more than Kuminga. I got to get a bunch of picks. But I don't know. I mean, Oklahoma City, would they, you know, they got a ton of picks, but they probably don't have the contracts to make it work. There's been talk about the Lakers, Rob, the Knicks. I mean, there are a lot of teams out there that could use Kevin Durant. It's got to be a team, Rob, that's close to a championship.
Yeah, and Beal has the no trade, right?
Yeah, so I don't think you can trade Beal.
You can't trade him. So now with Durant, I hear you. I just, at this point, yeah, it's got to be a team.
What if Boston loses? If Boston, for some reason, doesn't get to the Eastern Conference Finals, would you take maybe a Jaylen Brown? and Drew Holiday for Kevin Durant?
I don't even know. I'm going to be honest at this point, Chris. I know this sounds crazy.
I'm just throwing names out.
No, I know, but I'm saying I don't know where Kevin Durant is. I got to be honest. And I'm not saying
– You're saying you might not even want him if you're another
team? Yeah, I might not want Kevin Durant. At this point
Want him if I'm right there.
Yeah, and it would have to be.
I got to be right on the doorstep.
Right. I agree with that. Yeah. You're not getting him on a team that's trying to get there a year or two away.
No.
He's not that player. But I just wonder, like recently – He just doesn't seem the same to me, even in the postseason. Like, the numbers are there, but it doesn't seem like they register into wins. And that's scary as you get older. And then, Chris, let's be honest. That health issue there is always there with him now. It just is.
This year, God bless him, he was healthy. But there's no doubt that that's always going to be a factor. All right, 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Who do you blame for the Phoenix Suns going out unceremoniously in these playoffs? And would you trade Kevin Durant if you're the Suns? Because there's really no other way for them to improve. Have no draft picks, essentially. Have, a couple of untradeable players. They're going to have the highest payroll in the league next year. So that's really the only way to improve. I don't want to trade Booker because he's younger. Maybe you want to trade Booker. Your thoughts, 877-99 on Fox, and where would you like to see KD go? It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator. It's called HISA. And HISA is implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. Good on them. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Who do you blame for the Suns' demise, and should they trade or entertain trading Kevin Durant? Where'd you like to see him go? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Dre in Michigan. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
You two dudes, what's going on, fellas?
How you, buddy?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. I've blame management. I blame ownership, man, because everybody wants this instant gratification, microwave teams, instead of sitting on the stove and letting it simmer for a while. If you look at Minnesota, you look at OKC, you look at Boston, and all these other teams that's playing real well, it's because they put their teams on, they let it simmer, and they let it build up, and then it works out. But if it's for a trade, I think it'd be a win-win to trade them back to OKC, because OKC got a ton of first and second round draft picks for the next couple years, and KD would be able to go back home and finish where he started without ruining their team, because it's still Shea team. You still have Chet Holmgren.
Right.
And you still got the other
guys. He would be a great fit. I would not trade, obviously not trade SGA or Holmgren. I wouldn't even trade Jalen Williams for him. I would just want to get him for a bunch of draft picks and anybody else and fit him right in. He is a fit. He's a guy you can drop in. I don't need him to lead. I just need him to give me 25 points a night with his jumper. That's it. I like that.
All right.
I don't know if it's possible, but I like it.
Alan in Oregon, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Alan?
Long-time listener, and I've called in a few times. Hey, just for reference, my first game, I was sitting half court, and I saw in February 1976, I saw Kareem Abdul-Jabbar outduel Pistol Pete Maravich. From then on, I was a fan.
Wow.
Anyway,
wow, that's a great one.
Anyways, it starts at the top. Really, your most valuable player, in a sense, is going to be your coach. He makes the players, there's a wealth of talent. Granted, the league is stacked, so it's difficult. But if you want to blame somebody, you find someone that fits in. Look at your Coach of the Year candidates. They were able to touch their players to make things work. Vogel did not make it work. So if you want to blame somebody, I guess you can start with the GM, but I think I'd get rid of Vogel. You got a wealth of talent on the Phoenix Suns, even young talent there, and they could make it work, but they didn't.
Well,
have
look,
coach.
The reports are coming out that he's lost the locker room.
He's
only been there a year, Rob.
I mean,
but
Chris,
he might. This is not – you keep replacing your coaches and your roster.
It's too
easy.
Hard,
and I don't think he did a great job.
No, I don't either, Chris.
I think he's a good coach. I don't think he did a great job.
I'm with you, but I just – you can't every time you lose – blame the look at what they have there. Like what? Show me what didn't he do? Like you'd have to give me an example for me to really.
Nah, they didn't give him a point guard.
You know what I mean? Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Like, is that the coach's fault? He don't have a point guard.
Right.
And you know I'm not into protecting coaches if they don't do a good job.
Neither of us is. Right. But I look, if they replace him, I mean, you know, it's hard to defend him, but I don't think he was terrible. The question is, has he lost them, Rob? If once you've lost players, it is hard to get them back. And if that's true, it's going to be tough for him. But if not, then, you know, I mean, he won a championship with the Lakers. He did a great job in Indiana. He didn't win in Orlando. Who does recently?
Right.
Now they're starting to play a little bit better, but
I don't see that as
second
that
coach of the year
going to get another coach, Chris. And there's nobody out there who's got a championship you're going to hire. So whoever you get is going to be starting over. I mean,
they gave Vogel 4 years, Rob. 4 years, I think $31 million, something like that. I mean, you got to pay him.
That's ridiculous.
So, yeah, I agree with you. It's just hard to keep replacing coaches.
Alex in Florida, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Alex?
What's good, fella? Two of the realest dudes on radio. I'm feeling y'all.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, 5 years, $31 million is Vogel's
deal. 5 years.
I blame the roster builders, the GM, ultimately the owner has it. Because, come on, man. I get you want talent. I get you want your big three. But they're done. They got no bench right now. You got one draft pick, first-round draft pick this year, then you ain't got nothing until 2030.
That's crazy.
That don't even make sense to me. 2030, that's like, you know what I mean? What's that, 35 years? I'm joking, but still.
But you know what it was? You know what it's like? It's like the Rams. You remember after picks? Remember that was their big
definitely,
thing?
Definitely.
Yep. And
that's
they
what
got
it
their
is.
One.
They got
back.
At least they got
well,
one, Chris. But,
yeah,
but
right,
you know
right.
what I mean? Like, if you don't get one, it could be a disaster.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
My trade idea, I would entertain trading him. If I'm the Knicks, I give them a call. I'm only giving up draft picks.
The Knicks got picks.
Yeah, I mean, you have usually have to make financial.
Yeah, I mean, you got to match up salaries. You got to match salaries.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I know they got to make the money right.
Randall and Bogdanovich, Chris. What about those two?
You know what I mean? Because he's a plug. He's a plug and play. You know what I mean? You him with Brunson. You know what I mean?
Oh, he is a plug and play. No, there's no doubt. Yeah, and Brunson is a leader, so that's what you need. You need a leader because it's not going to be KD. So I agree with you on that.
Yep. Thanks, Alan. Appreciate it. Hey, Chris, do we have time for one more? No. One more?
Go one more. Yeah, quick.
Let's go to Mike in Montana. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. I blame Kevin Durant.
Okay.
And if I was an NBA GM, here's the reason why I would not want him on my team. And he's in the Western Conference Finals up 3-1. With OKC, with two Hall of Famers on his team, doesn't win. A month later, he goes and joins the team that beats him, which means he's kind of a quitter on that team. He goes and wins a couple championships, but he can't get along with those guys there, so he gets out of there. He goes to Brooklyn, has another couple Hall of Fame guys with him, can't win there. He wants out again. Now he's in Phoenix. When your best player is constantly unhappy, there's no cohesiveness to the team. He's supposed to be the leader of the team, and if you're always unhappy and always blaming somebody else as opposed to putting it on your shoulders and saying, hey, we're going to go win, he should have stayed in OKC originally and said, we're going to go win a championship. But he's always looking for a way out. He's always looking for an excuse. The guy's not a winner. He only won because he joined the championship team.
I don't know how you could say that. He won... He won the MVP in those, and he played really well. I mean, you can't take that from him.
I'm not going to say he's not a winner.
I can't take that from
but him. But I don't put as much weight in those championships. He played well. He was the best player. But any number, in my view, any number of great players that are shooters could have stepped right in there and done the same thing. I mean, it just come on. They were a 73-win team.
I can't say it just won two championships without him. I just can't say anybody would have got it done. I don't believe that.
It's with his skill set, the way he plays, he is a plug and play, and that's the credit to him. But, I mean, he never should have left Golden State. You can talk about OKC. He definitely never should have left.
Nah, he should have left Golden State the way that they treated him and talked about him. How's it going now?
He might have four or five rings and be viewed as one of the top ten players ever.
Yeah, I get it, but there's a way they joked with him.
I mean,
there's a way to be treated, Chris. I don't think they didn't respect him.
I think they joked with him, and he probably didn't take it.
He got his feelings hurt, and I don't blame him.
Yeah, but you talk – because they suspended Draymond, not KD. I mean, they joked with him at the parade. I remember that. And that, you know, if you want to say that was, I mean, it was jokes. Nobody, you know, but if he took it that way, then you just talk it out.
Chris, would be like, all right, we won some big award in the radio business, and Scott and Don are up at the mic, and they go, well, the Odd Couple, you know, if it wasn't for Rob Parker, we wouldn't be standing here. I mean, you wouldn't feel – you could say all you want, oh, well, you just got to – they were just joking around. That would not sit right with you if you were a part of a team.
I'd have to talk with him and I will say this. When he left, I understood because it wasn't because of the slights. To me, at least for me, it was he wanted to go somewhere and show he could win. But then the flip side happened. He showed he couldn't. And I'll give him a pass in New Jersey or Brooklyn because they were injured.
They only played 30 games together, right? That was ridiculous.
They didn't really have a chance. And here he is. They've been a bit banged up in Phoenix, but still.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob, one of the absolute best stories out there in the NBA right now is Jalen Brunson. Rob, Jalen Brunson, a second-round pick, 33rd player picked overall, out of Villanova, has turned himself into a bona fide star. Remember, he was in Dallas, of course, coming off the bench to a large degree.
Cuban didn't want to pay him. You remember that?
Cuban didn't want to pay him a lot of money. I think they could have got him for 5 years, $55 million.
Unbelievable. And sometimes they didn't want to pay him.
Yeah. And well, he signed with the Knicks, I think, for 4 years, $100 million. And that was viewed 4 years, $104 million, Rob. And that was viewed as like most people.
Nobody saw this coming.
Wait, come on. That's a bit much.
That was a typical Nick move where they overpay to get somebody to come. You know what I mean? Like, that's what it felt like.
Yep. And 4 years, $55 million, Rob, is what Dallas didn't give him. They could have kept him for that amount. And but anyway, he is playing fantastic basketball. I had him on my second team All-NBA. I think that's where he'll land. He might even be in the top five MVP candidates. But, Rob, they're up 3-1, the Knicks. He's dropped 47 points, 10 assists. 47 points is the Knicks playoff high. First Knicks player ever to go 40-10 in a playoff game. And remember, we had talked about this series and how he had struggled against Philadelphia in the regular season. And he struggled in the first two games, shooting about 28% in those first two. And then since then, he's just been awesome. 39 points, 13 assists on 48% shooting in game three. And then, as I said, the 47-10 on 53% shooting in game four. They're up 3-1, Rob. I picked the Knicks in seven. I don't think it's going to go that much. But look, I think people, Jalen Brunson is a fantastic story. He seems like a really great character guy, high character. He's a leader. And Rob, I think the Knicks ceiling with him as their best player, like this year, I think they get to Boston. I think they beat Indiana, assuming they finish off the Bucks. And I think they can make it a tough series with Boston, like six. I'm going to say six because they are similar to Miami in terms of their mental toughness, their physical toughness. They're just going to be pesky, and they're going to bother the Celtics and make it rough on them. But at the end of the day, I think the Celtics will have too much talent. But I don't think, as great as Jalen Brunson has played, I'm not ready to say, and I am ready to say, he's not the best player on a championship team.
Right. I'm with you on that. I just think it's premature, and I understand why Knicks fans have gone crazy.
Yep.
I mean, Chris, it's been so awful for so long, and I get it. You know what I mean? Anything. Oh, my God, they got playoff games. You know what I mean?
Just some making electricity. The playoffs
special,
yeah, there, right.
is where we are. And me and you both covered the Knicks, and we worked at Madison Square Garden on a nightly basis. And when it's electric and you got something to play for, I did plenty of Knicks playoff games. I was at the Reggie Miller game, Chris. I covered that. I was sitting under the basket when I saw Reggie Miller push down Greg Anthony on the inbound.
That was a straight up shove.
Just a shove down. And the ball came straight to Reggie, took a step back, and knocked down a three. I don't know how the official missed that. I mean, I was watching that, but I'm just saying, so I understand the excitement and, oh, he's the MVP and he's this and he's that. I mean, that's all fan hyperbole, and I get all that. I'm not even mad at them. You know, Chris,
I agree.
I'm not. I mean, enjoy it. But I'm with you. If they beat the Celtics and go to the final, wake the kids, call the neighbors. Like, you got a story. Because if that happens, something magical has happened, and the Knicks are back in the finals for the first time since 1973. I shouldn't say that. Have a chance to win for the first time since 1973. And the first time back since, when was that?
The 99 season. Yep.
When they played 50 games.
I covered that series, with the Spurs, when the Spurs beat them. Yeah, I'm with you, Rob. It's a great story. Let's enjoy it. If you're a Knicks fan, enjoy it while it lasts. And look, have faith. But we're objective, and we're telling you, you're going down when you get to Boston. Some people think Indiana might beat them. I think they'll beat Indiana, Rob.
Yeah,
I think Indiana
sure
plays no defense.
Yeah.
I think they'll beat Indiana. But I'd be shocked if they can beat Boston. But look, let's see. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Shekel City is next. Let's see what Rob's bets are. And keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
All right, it's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. And it's time, y'all, for Shekel City.
All right, Chris, here we go. A little Shekel City, a basketball edition, playoff edition. Best bet, I got the Nuggets -6.5 at home against the Lakers. I know Murray, we're not sure. He's questionable, right? Tonight, with questionable. But I'm still going to take the Nuggets -6.5. Thunder, -4.5, Chris, at the Pelicans in New Orleans. And the Celtics, -10.5. I know the Heat play them close. The Heat won the last game, but I'm going to go with the Celtics, -10.5 on a rebound, make good game, Chris. So I got the Celtics, -10.5, the Thunder, -4.5, and the Nuggets, -6.5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob. Well, let's talk about the Nuggets, Lakers, and Jamal Murray. I'm going to say this, Rob, and I'm going to go with you without knowing whether Murray's playing tonight. I'm going to say I think the Nuggets win this game. But I'm going to tell you, if Jamal Murray does not play, like if he's done for the series, there's no way the Denver Nuggets win the West without Jamal Murray. But, Rob, if Jamal Murray doesn't play the rest of this series, I think the Lakers have a legitimate chance to become the first team to bounce back from 3-0. A legitimate chance.
Denver is not close to the same without Murray. I agree with that. But I don't think that for them to win one game, I believe they would still beat the Lakers, even without Jamal Murray. Chris, yeah, he played poorly in the first two games. Like, let's look at the second game, he
hit all those points in the hasn't shot well. But he hit all those baskets in the fourth quarter in game two, and obviously the game winner.
Right, but his numbers is what I'm saying.
Yeah, he hadn't been efficient. But I wouldn't say he hasn't played. He's still averaging over 20 points a game. And
yeah,
he
20
just
points
hasn't
on 20 shots. Yeah,
that's playoffs, that happens.
No, I know.
Michael Jordan has some low shooting percentages.
I'm just saying, I don't think he's played like lights out where, oh, my God, if they don't have him or he has a bad shooting
I'm just looking at their history without him. Like, they look at them in the playoffs without Jamal Murray. Last year, he's healthy. They win the championship. The year before that, he's out. They get bounced in the first round. The year before that, he's out. They get bounced in five in the second round. The year before that, he's healthy. They go to the conference finals. Like, as great as Jokic is, he needs some help. The only player even close to being an all-star on that team outside of Jokic is Jamal Murray. Now, I'm not saying I would pick the Lakers to win the series, but I'm saying I would give them a legitimate chance if Jamal Murray is out. I mean, because I'm going to go with Denver tonight. But that changes everything, Rob. At least in my mind. And I don't think they could win the West. Well, I think they probably get beat by Minnesota in the next round.
He's a big cog, I mean, in their team. So there's no doubt if you're going into that series without him, that would be a big loss if he's out like that.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, he's not ruled out. He might play, and they might want to get him out there
I would play him, man.
To try to win and get this over.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
Rob, if he can play,
at home,
obviously
you don't want to
do that. If he can't play, you got problems.
Right.
But if he can play, then I play him tonight, and we go for it all.
Right.
Because you're right, because the other series probably won't start until the weekend.
You don't want to
try to get him some rest.
Yeah, don't want to give the Lakers any by not playing him. And,
well,
you know
that's
what I mean?
When teams talk about, or if you're up 3-0, you relax. Or even, Rob, when they talked about the Lakers should, you know, tank that game against New Orleans, right, for the eighth and get the eighth seed and get OKC, you know, would have had to beat Golden State, or at that point it was Golden State or New Orleans, I think, to get the eighth seed. But, Rob, this is why you can never do that. This is why you never relax and let series go on.
No, you don't want them to be longer than somebody could get hurt. It changes everything. So as soon as you can get rid of a team, you got to get rid of them. I'm 100% letting series go longer than they should be. When you're up 3-0, okay, they won one game. That's fine. You're not gonna sweep everybody.
Right.
Win the next game, you're at home, and get it over with.
Yeah, if they need to, I mean, look, they'll still be in control of the series if they lose, but they need to win tonight. Just go ahead and get it over with. Not just one for Murray's health, let him try to get rested and healed up before the next game or next series. But also, Rob, because all of a sudden, if you lose tonight, you're only up 3-2, you're going back to LA where, you know, they would have beaten you twice now in a row. They're going to feel great about their chances. Momentum would be all on their side. And then next thing you know, you got a game 7 where anything goes. And again, who even knows what Murray's status would be at that point, Rob? So,
no doubt.
Yeah, they need to go ahead and take him out.
No
they
doubt. Rob G., you got the schedule for the rest of the
Yeah, for round 2, they already announced it for Minnesota because they already advanced to round 2.
Right.
So the winner of this series will face them in round 2. If the series ends tonight, game 1 would not be until Saturday. So that would give Jamal Murray 4
days off.
See,
there's plenty of days,
Chris. Because they want to keep it in line with the other side.
Right.
But here's the problem. Yeah. If they lose, game 6 of this series would be on Thursday. Then the game 1 for Minnesota could be on Monday. So now you're down to 3 days rest. So the further this goes along, if it goes to 7...
Right.
Game 1 is still on Monday, so you'd have 1 day off.
Right. No.
So
it's
imperative
for Denver that they'd have
to get it done quickly because, according to multiple reports, this is not a day-to-day injury. He is legitimately hurt. He's going to be playing through injury for the foreseeable future.
Well, this is why, Rob, and I think we talked about, was it better for the Lakers to meet Denver in the first round or later on in the playoffs? And I said later on because Murray was banged up. Remember, he was banged up at the end of the season. I was like, look, this is a guy that's been hurt a lot. And if you meet him later in the playoffs, you don't want it. We don't want it, of course, as fans. But maybe he might get hurt. Like, he's healthy right now, but he might get hurt. And that is huge. Like I said, they are not the same team without Jamal Murray. And hopefully he's healthy because you never want injuries to determine everything. Keep it locked. Ah, couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed. Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.